of BFAR Aquaculture Division. I was the assigned person to deliver this paper, thanks to Mr. Wei Min, who assigned it to me an hour ago. And I think there's no PowerPoint presentation on this, so you have to look at me for the rest of the presentation. So I'll just give a summary or a rundown of what Roy has written. So the title is Updates on Aquaculture Feed Utilization and Related Policies in Philippines. So basically, this paper is about the most cultured fish species, which consumes a lot of feeds in the country. So basically, these are tilapia, milkfish, prawns, which are the vanamase and the monodon, and Sila cirrhata or the mud crab, or it's not mud crab anymore. It's, how do you call it right now? Mangrove crab. Yeah, it's fast catching up. It is because of mature technologies, which probably were hatched in SIFDEC AQD. So mature technologies in terms of breeding, you know, what else? Nursery management, and also feed technology. So that's why mud crab industry or mud crab production in the Philippines is fast catching up. So basically, Philippines is a consists of a lot of islands, and ponds makes the landscape, or mangroves, you know, makes the landscape of the Philippines. That's why the production of fisheries in terms of inland production is higher compared to mariculture production. That's why we have the production of milkfish, tilapia, and all other freshwater fish species. So fish pond remains the primary farming system used, yielding up to 65% of the output for tilapia and milkfish. And brackish water fish ponds supply the entire shrimp and prawn production. Okay. For tilapia and milkfish, outputs from cage system supply 20 to 30%, while the remaining fraction is from pen farming systems. Fish cages have been proven to be highly productive over fish pond farming systems under Philippine setting. It's because the Philippines consists of islands which has coves, which are protected from natural disasters. So having a cove is a good indicator. It's a good indicator to have a marine cage culture production, no? So BFAR, or the Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources, has promoted a nationwide adoption of marine aquaculture parks since early 2000. So to date, seven newly established mariculture parks are being promoted for intensive business promotion in partnership with the local government units. So these mariculture parks actually, we have one in the SIFDEC AQD in Tigbawan, Iloilo, Philippines, no? Wherein most of the technical know-how, no? We teach the farmers scientific methodologies and also protocols which will make this cage culture sustainable and also environmentally friendly. Okay? So it's a guided culture production of fish. The second topic is on the aquaculture feed utilization. So commercial aquaculture feed manufacturing and application in the Philippines started with the prawn industry in 1980. So there was a big boom in the prawn industry in the Philippines way back in the early 80s. However, it has declined due to the presence of the diseases, which created a lot of mortality in the shrimp on the shrimp. So following the weakened prawn industry due to diseases and market challenges, many feed mill operations reportedly shifted to supplying pelletized feeds to tilapia and milkfish operators. So basically, the initial use of feed mill industry was for prawn, no? And they shifted to the low trophic level fish species, which are tilapia and milkfish. So the low feed cost observed in milkfish is due to the maximal utilization of natural productivity in brackish water ponds. So basically, what we see in data, you know, in the Philippines, is that aside that the fish that are cultured in ponds are in the low trophic level and that they require less fish meal, it is attributed to the presence of natural food, which supplements the diets of the fish in the ponds. No? So the data are not so high. The feed input is not so high in terms of milkfish and tilapia production. So third, the profile of agri-aqua feed milling sector. So it would appear that the aquaculture feed milling industry in the Philippines is already over its capacity. What does it mean? I think what Mr. Ortega wants to imply is that there should be a more feed milling industry should be present in the Philippines because they cannot anymore supply the demand of fish producers, fish farmers, so to speak. No. Fourth is the developments in aqua feed policies and regulations. So basically, the regulations and the policies are already there since the early 1970s. And what the government is doing is just to amend and also to revise some policies and guidelines to keep up with the changing landscape of the aquaculture industry, specifically the feed mill in the feed mill aquaculture sector. No? And also the government is standardizing its the rules and the regulation on controlling, no, feed mill manufacturers in the Philippines. And that's why BFAR and also DA is also putting up laboratories, no, for approximate composition amino acid analysis and all other laboratory methodologies to ensure that the feeds that are manufactured to the for commercial purposes meets a high standard in the country. Well, I guess that's it. It's only a summary of what Roy has presented. So I'll be very glad to answer questions. I'll answer it with the best of my ability.